You're listening to SBS News.
It's been a stressful year and a half for the whole world. And for United States Olympic gymnast Simone Biles, it all got too much. With the 24-year-old pulling out of the final of the women's team competition after one rotation.
I just felt like it would be a little bit better to take a back seat, work on my mindfulness, and I knew that the girls would do an absolutely great job, and I didn't want to risk the team a medal for kind of my screw-ups, because they've worked way too hard for that. So I just decided that those girls need to go in and do the rest of the competition.
The 19 times world and Olympic champion has subsequently withdrawn from the individual all-around competition as well. Widely regarded as one of the greatest gymnasts of all time, Biles said she made the decisions due to the pressure of living up to expectations and a need to protect her mental health.
It's been really stressful, this Olympic Games. I think just as a whole, not having an audience, there are a lot of different variables going into it. It's been a long week. It's been a long Olympic process. It's been a long year. So just a lot of different variables. And I think we're just a little bit too stressed out. But we should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case.
She's the latest high-profile athlete to pull out of an Olympic event or struggle to compete at their usual level due to mental health concerns. Australian basketball star Liz Cambage withdrew from the women's national team before the Tokyo Games even began. And after dropping out of the French Open and Wimbledon due to her mental demons, Naomi Osaka's comeback at the Olympics ended in a straight sets defeat in the third round. Amanda Owens is a sports and performance psychologist and former world-ranked international tennis player for Great Britain. She says given this year's games is being conducted under such strict conditions, it's no surprise some Olympians are struggling.
Not only are the athletes under incredible amount of pressure and stress, we've also got the added variable of COVID and the pandemic, which Simone Biles talks about and refers to. So it's an added stress and pressure. And this has disrupted and affected their preparation. Obviously, it's extended the games so that rather than just a four-year cycle, they're looking at a five-year before they're competing. So it's increased the amount of stress and pressure on the athletes enormously.
She says mental health isn't something Olympic athletes typically speak about publicly, making Biles' decision to be so open about her struggles very brave.
There's a bit of a dichotomy here in the fact that they're achieving superhuman things almost. However, they are human and they are susceptible to stress and pressure and chronic anxiety, as we all are. And I think it's about appreciating their achievements, and certainly the recognition here of Simone, of her self-awareness, that clearly it was too much.
Reactions from other athletes to Biles' withdrawal have been largely positive. Monica Abbott is a silver medalist in the US women's softball team.
It's probably one of those topics that hasn't been discussed in the past, but it needed to be. Simone Biles, man, what an athlete and competitor, and you know, we put people and athletes on a high stage, and so many people know her. But I think when you think about it, people forget about the day-to-day grind and demands that all that hype takes on a toll on a person.
It's been similar with Osaka, for whom Tokyo was her first Olympic Games. The 23-year-old was the host country's great hope for tennis gold, but says she didn't know how to cope with the pressure of the event. Thankfully, the Japanese public are still in her corner.
Right now, she's the centre of attention in many ways, but I hope she fulfils what she wishes, just as she is. I'm rooting for her, that's all.
But not everyone's so understanding. Amanda Owens warns athletes should be really mindful of their usage of social media during major competitions. She says it can be at best distracting and at worst dangerous.
We appreciate that the top athletes and the greatest athletes have a brand and that they need to have a social media presence. However, it can be hugely detrimental to their mental health when they're having negative comments after negative comment and hugely critical comments. Even though there's a lot of preparation and support there for these athletes about how they deal with social media and indeed psychologically how to manage this, it still has an impact. So It's a fine balance.
For its part, the International Olympic Committee is offering mental health support to athletes in 70 different languages. The Mentally Fit Helpline is operating 24/7 during the Games and will be available for up to 3 months after it ends. Simone Biles says it's vital athletes put their mental well-being first.
If you don't, then you're not going to enjoy your sport and you're not going to succeed as much as you want to. So it's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself, because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are, rather than just battle through it.
Biles will continue to be evaluated daily to determine whether she'll participate in next week's individual events. Amy Hall, SBS News.